Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The President of the United States kept with tradition, as he should have, and did something for the turkeys of the world, right?
Yeah, the turkey population. He pardons two turkeys every year, and they get to live out the rest of their days.
That's great.
On a farm.
Yeah. Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you were thinking of what here when you heard this story?
Well, I'm thinking to myself, okay, if the president's going to pardon these turkeys, like, is there somebody in, whether it's Detroit sports, Michigan sports history, that maybe we've been a little hard on throughout the course of our lives, not necessarily just here on the ticket or whatever we've been doing? Have we been too hard on somebody as a player, a coach, a GM, possibly an owner? Have we been too hard on them? Should we admit that maybe we were a little bit hard? And in retrospect, as we look back, we should give them a pardon party. Is there anybody that you feel like you've just, over the course of your storied career, that you were just too hard on, and that you look back years later and you think, you know what? They were a little better than I thought.
Well, early on in the radio career, we were pretty hard on Wayne Fonts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think rightfully so, to a certain extent, because I thought they were a talented team that couldn't get over the hump, and I thought part of that was him. But when you step back from it and you talk to his players and things like that, players loved him. They thought he was a really good coach. He delegated well.
Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't have been part of the Grow, Get Rid of Wayne Club back in the early days of my previous station. So that's one. The other one, and it's not that I dislike him or anything like that, because I actually do like him, and he's a major part of history of one of these teams. It's just a play that I can't get rid of. I think I've talked about this place 8,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can pardon Rasheed Wallace finally.
Can you?
Yeah, I can pardon Rasheed Wallace.
You've held onto that one just long enough.
Yeah, because there's no guarantee that if he would have stuck on Robert Horry like he should have, that Horry still wouldn't have gotten the ball and maybe hit a shot wouldn't have been as easy. Or maybe the Duncan or Ginobili, one of those guys, would have hit a shot, not a three, sent the game into overtime. So I think I can pardon Rasheed Wallace. And that's a big deal for me because I still think about that play all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Greg, do you have one that you'd like to pardon?
I do have one. Now, I'm not on the radio as often as you guys are.
No, but you have feelings.
Yes, right. I have feelings. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. And our callers and texters aren't on the radio either. So
true.
You're allowed to pardon somebody without being on the air.
I'm pardoning Drew Henson. I was pissed when he left Michigan to go play baseball for the Yankees.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It was in March, and it left them with John Navarre, who was unprepared at the time. He was not ready to be the starting quarterback for Michigan at the time. Drew Henson would have been probably a Heisman front runner, Heisman candidate.
Yeah. Number one pick overall,
number one
probably.
Draft pick instead of David Carr. So maybe he would have had David Carr's career instead of David Carr.
Yes.
But time has passed. Look, he wanted to play baseball. It's what he wanted to do. I forgive. I pardon Drew Henson.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't go to Brighton High School, would you have pardoned him?
I would have. Yes.
Okay.
I still would have. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and for me, mine's a little more personal because it affected a decade of my life. I've looked back, and when I was coming out of the University of Michigan, I received a phone call from the Detroit Lions. Hey, would you like to come out and see our facilities at the Pontiac Silverdome? And I thought, this is terrific, right? I grew up 15 minutes from the Silverdome, went to the University of Michigan, which was only, you know what, is it 40 minutes from the Silverdome?
A little longer, but yes.
Yeah, but you know, depending on how you drive. And I thought, I'm going to be able to play my entire football life in front of my parents, in front of my family, my friends. I'm not going to have to move. I'm not going to have to do anything. This is every kid's childhood dream, right? Play for the local team. So I come in and I meet Bobby Ross. And Coach Ross, and I really liked Coach Ross. In fact, I met him a couple of years later after he had retired from the or quit, however you want to say it. And I'm going to pardon him in just a minute. Up at a Cormac's Deli in Petoskey. Now, if you've been up there, you understand, and you would love Cormac's Deli because they have the best chicken noodle soup.
Okay,
they have soup of the day. They got four offerings. You would love it since you're a soup guy. Anyway, but I have always held a grudge on Bobby Ross for taking Aaron Gibson in the first round. And I didn't care if I was a first round player.
Right.
I just wanted to come and play for Detroit. And they took two picks. Was it Chris Claiborne was their first?
Right.
Which was a good pick.
Yeah. Although he was.
Yeah.
He was a great college player. He just didn't do much for the Lions. Which...
And I wouldn't. I didn't. When I was coming out, I really didn't believe I was a first round talent because I was a right tackle.
Right.
But to take Aaron Gibson, who was also a right tackle. Now, he did play a little left. I've always held a grudge, and I would like to pardon Mr. Bobby Ross.
So when you saw Bobby Ross
mm-hmm.
at Cormac's Deli,
yes.
did you ever say to him, why didn't you take me?
I did.
And what did he say?
And he said, well, you know, we were relying on the scouts. We thought he had an upside. He could play both sides. We were enamored with his size, and obviously it didn't work out, and, you know, mistakes happen. And I, at that time, I was younger and didn't understand the business as much as I do now. And so I've grown, I'd like to think. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pardon Mr. Ross.
Okay, way to go. Let's go to Mike in Livonia. You're a 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Thanksgiving, Mike. Who would you like to pardon?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Hey, John, you're doing a great job. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Really enjoy the show.
Appreciate it.
You guys both do great.
Thank you.
This pains me to say it, but... since it's the holiday season, I want to pardon Brandon Inge. I've hated that guy my whole life.
Why?
I just couldn't stand him on the Tigers. I don't know. I just thought he couldn't hit, and then he went to the All-Star game and embarrassed us in the home run derby. I don't know. I just couldn't stand him, but I'm feeling generous because it's the holiday season, so I'd like to pardon him. He does good things for the city still.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's look, there are a lot of people that... You know, you probably didn't like Mike. You didn't hate Brandon Inge. You hated the Brandon Inge lovers.
That could do it. I just tell you, he's a strikeout king.
Yeah.
Anytime there was someone on base, he'd strike out. If he needed a hit, he'd strike out.
It was pretty funny because Inge was one of those guys that for some reason, certain people just absolutely loved. Oh, he can hit a golf ball 400 yards. He can do this, you know, arms. And, you know... the arms of a blacksmith and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he never, you know, he had made the All-Star team once, but whatever. 248-539-9797. Talking about who would you like to pardon? President Trump, pardon the turkeys, as all presidents do. Here we go. I love the show, but you're too hard on Stafford. Sometimes if he would have been drafted by the Saints, Patriots, etc., his career would look a little different. That's possible.
Maybe their organization would too.
Yes, true. Kevin says, I was way too hard on Jim Caldwell. Maybe it's recent bias, but with what we have now, he should get more credit. I still don't think he was the guy, but I pardon him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, Jim Caldwell, obvious. We should pardon Matt Millen. He wanted to succeed. Can't do it. Can't pardon him.
Can't pardon him?
Either that or couldn't do it, or he could, whatever.
That's one guy where...
God, I wish he would have... He's such a good dude.
He's such a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not his fault the Fords extended him.
Yes, exactly. I have no problem with them hiring him. They went outside the box, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nate from a truck. I think maybe we can pardon Matthew Stafford. I mean, we're hard on him, but everybody around the league, players, experts, even ex-GMs like Lewis Riddick think it's not him, it's the organization that has shafted him. There are a lot of people do believe that.
I don't know
that about that.
Can you be shafted by an organization when they've paid you
hundreds
of millions of dollars?
No, I understand that, but the product on the field.
Yes.
Here's a very interesting one from Mike and Troy. I pardon Prince Fielder. The dude gets divorced because of a teammate, and they got remarried, by the way, and he had a career-altering injury. We only remember him for the belly flop. Well, yes and no. Prince Fielder was really good here.
Yeah.
I think he gets a bad rap, or the reason people don't like him is because of his, you know, the fan. I don't care about the fans, basically.
Yeah.
Deal, his- what he implied. Mm-hmm. I want to pardon Dan Leach. You guys are too hard on him. Jim Schwartz and his defensive line antics. That's a DJ in a car.
Yeah.
He was pretty wild. All right, here's another one. I guess I'm ready to pardon Michael Talley for being the first on the bench to make the timeout signal with his hands on the bench right before Weber called it in the championship game. That's from Bishop Foley Darren.
Oh, Bishop Foley.
Yeah. He definitely did do the signal the timeout, but Weber still should have known.
Yeah.
But, people, I think that is kind of an overrated. Maybe we might get into that a little later, too.
Oh, a little overrated play or circumstance?
Yes. And finally, Snyder in Livonia says, I would like to pardon the mule, Johan Franzen. I never realized how bad serious concussions were, and I blamed him for the Wings not winning another cup. That's pretty interesting. Concussions didn't have the same stigma that they do now. All right, let's go. Dan and Flint, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Okay, my pardon goes out to Mike Valeni. I used to hate listening to his show. He was such an avid Michigan hater, I couldn't stand it. I had a buddy of mine that used to force-feed me the show on a daily basis, and it used to drive me to, like, anger. But the way that he's handled social justice issues, he's handled the COVID situation, and, yeah, maybe he might have made me realize that Jim Harbaugh might not be the guy that we need. And so I'd like to pardon Valeni. Now I tune in to all three of the shows. Between the morning you guys' show and his. So, I mean, I've came a long way with him.
Well, I'm sure he appreciates that, Dan. It's very nice of you in this holiday season. And, he deserves to be pardoned.
Thanks
all do.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Dan. Happy Thanksgiving.
Dan, he still hates Michigan.
Yes, he does. He will always hate Michigan. He doesn't even like the town of See, I don't understand how you cannot like Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor's a great town.
It really is.
Even
if you don't want to be close to the campus on, like, you know, Main Street or whatever, there are other parts of Ann Arbor that are really nice that have nothing to do with the university.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, you could stay away from State Street. And to your point, Main Street is awesome. Liberty. There's a lot of great eating places.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.